This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for a Farmers Appreciation Month report here on your Wednesday. As we all know, agriculture is a very dangerous business, and in light of the recent tragedy in rural Morrisonville, I thought today would be a good opportunity to re-emphasize the topic of farm safety. Last year, prior to Farm Safety Week in September, I spoke with Dave Newcomb, manager of the Ag Rescue Program of the Illinois Fire Service Institute at the University of Illinois in Champaign. In the interview, Dave covers some of the most dangerous aspects of being involved in production agriculture.
Tractor rollovers and tractors in traffic are the first two incidents that have, they're the leading causes of accidents in the ag world. Tractor rollovers, working on uneven ground, you know, mowing roadsides, doing different things. Sometimes the tractor gets in the wrong position, it'll roll over. If it's got a cab on it, it's in pretty good shape in that the rollover system's in the cab. If it has a what's called a ROP system, rollover protection, it's like a roll bar, and that's to help protect the operator. But the key issue to that is the seat belt is part of the rollover protection. We've had incidents where people didn't have a seat belt on, the tractor rolled over, and the rollover system actually pinned them on the ground. So that's an issue. Then traffic accidents, you know, somebody sees that orange triangle on the back of that combine or whatever, they think that's the sign to pass as fast as you can. At least that's my interpretation. And so left-hand turns are a real key issue because we have to cross lanes of traffic. Somebody's passing you. Visibility is a key issue around that, in that with the size of the machinery today, you can't always see what's going on right behind you, or even sometimes beside you. So roadway accidents happen that way. We've also had incidents where someone might have been walking around behind a combine, they were unloading into a truck, and they moved the combine, actually ran over someone in that instance. So those are the top two, and then a distant third is grain bin incidents where people are in the bin, get in trouble. And what the biggest issue there is, we want to break the culture of working alone. We want, if you're going out there to do that, take somebody with you so you can, if you get in trouble, there's somebody there to call 911 to get help on the way. The other key issue to that is if I'm going in the bin, I want to do what's called lockout tagout. I need to shut off anything and everything that can make the grain move, and then I want to secure it so nobody can turn it back on accidentally while I'm in the bin or doing whatever I need to do. And then third, put on a harness and a lifeline and work. There are systems out there that you can put in your bin with pulleys so that if you went in the bin, if something happened, you wouldn't go under the surface of the grain.
And the risk of having problems with grain this year in the bins is especially high due to the high moisture content of the grain that was put into the bin at harvest. Farm Bureau Board member Dennis Hand of Fillmore Township explains that wet grain, especially this time of year, can cause many problems.
Especially this year with all the grain, the moisture we had in the grain going into the bins, and if you didn't have a drying facilities to dry it, grain in a bin can bridge over, and that causes a whole new aspect if you're pulling grain out and you crawl up there and it's not flowing like it should. Definitely stay out of it until you got someone there to watch you or shut off all the mechanism, the augers and stuff before entering, and have a person there at the entrance to the bin if you would get over and it's suspected a bridge over it. The grain will bridge over and then there will be a void under there and you can get trapped fairly easily with that. So this year especially would be highly regular to have something like that occur.
Dennis also explains it's never a good idea to be working around grain bins alone.
Yeah, it's never a good idea to do anything alone, especially when you would be entering a bin, if it would be running, and that's a no-no too. Just like everything else, you got to put a lockout on it and enter with two people especially.
Again, that was Dennis Hand, board member for the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, representing Fillmore Township. And remember, we'll continue with more Farmers Appreciation Month reports here throughout the month of February, promoting the ag industry and appreciating our farmers. I'd also like to say that my thoughts and prayers go out to the family of the individual and the farm where this grain accident happened on Monday. Reporting for WSMI, I'm Gabe Osborne.